Flynn Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, when you think of a lantern-jawed cretin, who do you think of? I think of Oklahoma Governor Kevin Stitt, lantern-jawed cretin. He's the guy that set up a grill under a PETA, People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, billboard, say, we need lots of meat. Okay, I mean, I love a cheeseburger. I love a steak. Governor should probably have something better to do than grill out under a billboard for PETA, but, you know, he's trying to make a point. Doesn't have much else going for him. But he came out with a statement yesterday that blew me away. Not a lot blows me away with these guys, but this guy. There is a chicken sandwich joint called Chick-fil-A. Chick-fil-A. This guy likes Chick-fil-A. I had a Chick-fil-A sandwich in Texas. It was pretty good. They're politically controversial sometime, but okay. Chick-fil-A. They still employ people. People need jobs cooking the stuff and all that. All right, Chick-fil-A. And here's his statement. Quote, and then I'll give you the background. Chick-fil-A has a sauce shortage. And you want to know why? Because of Joe Biden's radical liberal policy. Swear to God, he goes, Biden appeases woke liberals with his out of touch radical socialist agenda. As a result of that, Chick-fil-A will now give only one sauce. I swear to God, Luke, you look like I'm making this up. Luke, do you think I make this up?
No, I saw the statement, but it's also pronounced Chick-fil-A, just to let you know. It's not
okay,
full
Chick-fil-A, Chick-fil-A. Like, down in Texas, I call it Chick-fil-A. They gave me the hairy eyeball, but they took my money. But here's the deal. The truth is, there's an industry-wide supply chain issue. Okay, that's what it is. Chick-fil-A, whatever it is, wants to give more sauces. You know, if you come to, say, Hollander in a restaurant in Milwaukee, there's a Lowlands group, they call them. They have a, you know, it's kind of Belgian beers and Dutch beers. And it's a very good place. And they have great fries. And they'll give you three sauces. They'll give you ketchup. They'll give you mayo and aioli or something. You know, give three different sauces. Well, Chick-fil-A. Used to do that, and now they only give you one. They let you pick the one you want, so you're not getting the short end of the stick. This idiot, this absolute idiot, gives this statement. Chick-fil-A has a sauce shortage, and you want to know why? Because of Joe Biden's radical liberal policies. He appeases woke liberals with his out-of-touch radical socialist agenda. Chick-fil-A will now give only one sauce. This guy is apparently quite hungry. You know, he grilled out under the PETA billboard and all this. What he's trying to do is gin up cultural stuff. He's trying to gin up. All he wants is an excuse to use the word a radical socialist agenda, radical liberal policies. All people will remember 2 weeks from now, 2 months from now, 2 years from now, and this guy runs again, is he's against radical liberal policies, radical socialist agenda, and Biden has made war on Chick-fil-A, okay? They will not remember the stupidity of this or the absurdity of it. So I'm putting this to everybody's attention. When you have governors like that, you know, Oklahoma has issues, budget issues, a lot of other things, environmental issues. They'd like to attract more industry. You know, sort of like Texas, just north of Texas. It's like Texas, but without Texas's history and large cities. How do you think you're going to attract business, large companies, when you have a governor that says stuff like this? You know, large businesses, the CEOs frequently are Republicans, but they understand that the biggest resource a state can have, the one that they need most, is a well-chained, happy workforce and a quality of life so that executives who are transferred there will enjoy being there with their families. That means good schools, good environment, clean water, you know, clean places to visit around the state. When you have a nut job who says something like this, it's a signal that there's something rotten in the state of Denmark. Something wrong. It's not going to help. So word to the people in Oklahoma, even if you want a Republican, pick somebody else who isn't absolutely stark raving crazy. But there's the guy you have. We talked about him yesterday, talked about him today. Hope to not have to talk about him tomorrow or ever again. New development in the investigation of Rudy Giuliani in New York. You know, federal prosecutors are deep into that investigation. A lot of evidence about what he did in Ukraine. A lot of evidence of really potential felonies. Giuliani's in trouble. It has come out in a brief filed in court, that the prosecutors were afraid that Giuliani would destroy evidence and tamper with witnesses if he knew he was under investigation. Now, first of all, it's very common when the feds start an investigation and they don't tell anybody, and they certainly don't tell you if they're investigating you, for the very reason that was said in that brief. If you know you're under investigation and it's going to last a while, you're going to be out there, some people anyway, destroying evidence and tampering witnesses, calling witnesses up and saying, now, when we said this, what we really meant was that, isn't it? Isn't that right? Do I remember right that I said this and you said this, and they tamper? Well, normally you wouldn't have to worry about that kind of conduct out of a guy who'd been mayor of New York, U.S. attorney in New York, most prestigious U.S. attorney's office in the country, candidate for the Republican presidential nomination, one time in the polls, the leader. You think that this guy would be somebody who you wouldn't have to worry about on that? Well, you do have to worry about him. One of the things that has always amazed me about Giuliani is how he could come from the high stature and reputation he had and be so servile to Trump, so obsequious, so much a manservant. How could he abandon at least his prior status, if not his integrity? And I don't know the answer to that. Trump did the same thing with Putin. That was even worse for the country. Putin's a second-rate economic power, economy about the size of Italy, even though it's a much bigger country, and even though it has physically and in population. They're sort of the ragamuffin of Europe. Part of it's in Europe. Russians are very desirous of being seen as Europeans, even though much of Russia is in Asia. There's the Asia-European thing going on. I'm tired of that kind of stuff. Don't need to get into that. But Trump sucked up to him, deferred to him, was obsequious to him, servile. Giuliani was the same with Trump. And now it turns out the prosecutors were very afraid that the minute that it was disclosed that he was under investigation, Giuliani would destroy evidence, tamper with witnesses, and that's why they executed a search warrant, you remember, for his electronic devices on his apartment in New York. And then, you know, Giuliani has a penchant for saying things that hurt him legally. The word, you know, here's a little advice. Everybody listening is a fine person, but if you were ever investigated for a criminal offense, don't say anything, even if you think it's exculpatory, which means even if you think it'll help you, that'll show you're innocent. Don't say it. Don't say anything. You get counsel. Counsel speaks for you. Anything you say will be used against you. It'll be twisted or said actually straight up. So here's what Giuliani says. He goes, they're treating me like the head of a drug cartel. They're treating me like the head of a drug cartel. All he succeeded in doing by saying that is link his name with drug cartel, which isn't fair to him. He's the one who did it, but nobody says he has anything to do with the drug cartel. Why do you say things like that and brand people's minds and memories with bad associations? Because you think, what, it's cute? It's a wisecrack? It'll help you? It's exculpatory? No, it's none of that. Anyway, prosecutors now have plenty of evidence, and I think they may go ahead with the prosecution of Rudy Giuliani, Rudy Giuliani. One development today in the Middle East violence is disturbing, but it may have been resolved. Rockets came in, fired out of Lebanon, although they didn't get into Israel. Hezbollah, which is this outfit in Lebanon that is attacks Israel and is destabilizing the Middle East, said it wasn't they, and they may be telling the truth because they have much more sophisticated rockets. These were sort of amateurs, but it came from Lebanon. One of the sad things is that Lebanon was originally set up as an enclave for Christians in the Middle East to protect them from jihad. And somehow there was a lot of jihadist immigration and people coming in. And now you have power sharing by religion. People asking your religion when they meet you, you shake hands, and first thing they ask you is, what's your religion? I mean, that's unbelievable. They don't have separation of church and state like we do. And one of the reasons why Hezbollah has not attacked Israel to help out Hamas is Hezbollah are Shiite Muslims supported by Iran. Hamas are Sunni Muslims, and the two of them go at it hammer and tongs. So there's a lot of big mess over there. The fact that only a few rockets came in, didn't hit Israel, denied responsibility denied by Hezbollah, and they stopped is a good sign. I think they are on the way to a ceasefire, which they should have. And we're going to keep obviously monitoring that situation over there. We had another good development, in Congress, a bipartisan bill passed 86 to 11, believe it or not, to counter China, kind of technologically, counter China geopolitically. And I'm going to get into a little of it after the break. We're coming up on a break. The lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.